And Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha says that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he would perform the two rakat sunnat of Fajr, then he would lie down on his right hand side. Here also we learn, when a person is lying down, which side he should choose. Ideally he should choose his right hand side to try and lie down. وَعَنْهَا قَالَتْ كَانَ النَّبِيُّ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ يُصَلِّي فِي مَا بَيْنَ أَيْ يَفْرُغَ مِنْ صَلَاةِ الْعِشَاءِ إِلَى الْفَجْرِ إِحْدَى عَشَرَةَ رَكَعَةً. Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha says that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would perform, from the time he finished his Isha Salah till the Fajr Salah, he would perform 11 rakats. Here we explain how we get 11 rakats. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would perform 8 rakats of Tahajjud plus the 3 rakats of Witr. Therefore, you'll get 11 rakats. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would perform 11 rakats. يُسَلِّمُ بَيْنَ كُلِّ رَكَعَتَيْنِ. He would perform it in the rakats, in units of 2 rakats. After every 2 rakats, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would make salam. So this is how he generally would perform his tahajjud salah. Although there is permission to perform up to 8 rakats with 1 salam. So if a person wants to perform 2 rakats, he wants to perform 4 rakats with 1 salam, he can go up to 8 rakats. But Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam generally would lead his tahajjud in 2 rakat, 2 rakat, 2 rakat, like that he would do. يُسَلِّمُ بَيْنَ كُلِّ رَكَعَتَيْنِ. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would make salam after every 2 rakats. وَيُوتِرُ بِوَاحِدَةٍ. And when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would perform the witr, to the 2 rakats he would add 1 more rakat. That's how you get 3 rakats of witr. فَإِذَا سَكَتَ الْمُؤَذِّنُ مِنْ صَلَاةِ الْفَجْرِ وَتَبَيَّنَ لَهُ الْفَجْرُ وَجَاءَهُ الْمُؤَذِّنُ. Now this part of the hadith that ties up with this chapter, that when the muazzin would call out the azan, and now it was clear that Fajr time had come in, and وَجَاءَهُ الْمُؤَذِّنُ, when it was clear the muazzin had come and given the azan, قَامَ فَرَكَ رَكَتَيْنِ خَفِيفَتَيْنِ. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would recite, he would read, he would stand up and read 2 rakats, light salat, meaning short salat. He explained that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would keep the sunnah of Fajr very short. ثُمَّ طَجَعَ عَلَى شِقِّهِ الْأَيْمَنِ. Then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would lie down on his right hand side, هَكَذَا حَتَّى يَأْتِيَهُ الْمُؤَذِّنُ لِلْمُقَامَ, until he would lie down like this, until the muazzin now would call out the iqama, and then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would proceed to the masjid. In the other hadith we did, that Bilal radiallahu anhu would call Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that salah is about to begin, that he would call out the iqama, and Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam would make the imamat. قولها يسلم بين كل ركعتين هكذا هو في مسلم ومعناه بعد كل ركعتين. Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi explaining that in this hadith, where this word comes, kulli rakatain, it means after every 2 rakats, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would make a salam. One last hadith to finish this chapter. And Abi Hurairah radiallahu anhu qal Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, إذا صلى أحدكم ركعتي الفجر فليضطجع على يميني. And Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu says, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that when a person performs 2 rakats of the sunnah of Fajr, then a person should rest on his right hand side. Again, this explanation in this hadith is that when a person is very tired, just to get some energy, to get some strength before the Fard Salah, then a person should practice upon this, and he should rest if he needs to. In other hadith, it comes that Aisha radiallahu anha states that sometimes if I was awake at that time, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam would talk to me, and other times he would rest. So it shows it wasn't that only practice of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam to take a rest. Sometimes he would talk to Hazrat Aisha radiallahu anha. Therefore, some ulama says, to create a fasal, to create a small gap between the sunnah and the faraz of Fajr, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would engage in something. Either he would engage in talking to Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, or Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam, and that was when it was his turn with her, or Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam, he would rest for a short while to create a fasal between the two. This is some explanation that other ulama give. Anyway, but for our purposes, that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam exerted himself. This was his night. His day was exertion with the people, his night was exertion with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is something we should try and bring into our life. This is the da'abu salihin, the way and the pattern of the pious people, is that the night was something very, very beloved to them. Very beloved to them. Therefore, it's the Arabic saying, أَهْلُ اللَّيْلِ فِي لَيْلِهِمْ أَلَذُّ مِنْ أَهْلِ اللَّهْمِ لِفِي لَهْوِهِمْ. That the pleasure that the pious people get from the night is much more than the enjoyment that the people of the dunya, the people of enjoyment, the people of those who take enjoyment from wrong things, get from their wrong. The people of the love of Akhirah, people who love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the love and the enjoyment that they get from their night is much more than the people of who waste time, the people who are engaged in wrong things, the people who are being wrong. night, what enjoyment they're getting, these people are getting far much more enjoyment than them. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also give us the tawfiq of making this tahajjud salah, this night active, get this night for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is something very, very close, and this was the way of every pious person that had come. You wouldn't find one pious person that would come and he would neglect this morning. It's something so beautiful, so nice. And once a person gets a habit, it's very, very difficult for him now to miss out in the morning. He'll feel it very hard to even sleep at the time of tahajjud. Allah baqi mastawfiq wa baqi amal. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi.